A 10-person crew has completed installing a Bailey Bridge in just 6 days to reconnect 200 residents who were cut off in Auckland's northwest. This is the Mill Flat Road Bridge in Riverhead. It was swept away in the Jan 27 floods, and residents had been using a 30-minute forestry road detour in the meantime. Let's talk to Johan Swanepoel, who is with Auckland Transport. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Morning, Dan.
What is the solution that you've come up with?
Well, Dan, when we realised the bridge was basically washed away, we immediately tried to find an alternative for the 200 people and 60 dwellings on the other side. And we started off by opening the forestry road. But that was a little bit of a problem because it could only really take 4x4s. So we also then started to look at alternatives, and the Bailey Bridge came up as the option, and we ordered it from Whakakotai, which sent it up from down at in Hastings. It arrived within 24 hours, and we started to the guy started to build it.
Not everyone will know what a Bailey Bridge is. Explain.
Yeah, well, the Bailey Bridge is what the armed forces normally use in for temporary crossings when they actually have to cross waterways. And it's basically a steel structure with a wooden plank deck, also supported by steel. Now, this one was the amount of equipment that came up was about 80 tonnes. It consists of about 2,500 pieces of steel and bolts, etc., and also about a couple of trucks full of planks. So if they all put it together, the span was about 36 or 37 metres. It's a one-lane bridge. It's very similar to what we had there before, although it's a little bit stronger. It's a class one, which means it's a little bit stronger than the previous one. And but we have signs up there now that actually control it and speed limits to have trucks and heavy vehicles know what they can put over or not.
That's quite an assembly job. You had a 10-person crew. How long did it take you to put it up?
Yes, this crew is actually very well trained. They go all over the North Island and other places. And, we watch them doing it. They know exactly what to do. So we had to close Coatesville Riverhead Highway because of the length and where we had to assemble it. So we had a detour there. And they assembled it and slowly pushed it across. But yeah, this team was excellent. And so the Downer team, I just want to thank them as well as Whakakotai that worked with Auckland Transport on this.
And this is Coatesville Riverhead Highway to Mill Flat Road, right? And it's the Arangi Pōpuni stream. Well, it would have been a bit more than a stream on that night.
Yes, well, it actually broke the banks, rose about a metre across, and it was actually flooded. It was actually flooding Coatesville Riverhead Highway too, plus the house that's there right next to the intersection, which is really sad. So that's why the force and the amount of debris that came down, because, it washing a lot of debris down, that actually took the old bridge out. Now, the old bridge was up for replacement next year. So we already started to look at a new replacement bridge that will, but we will not move this Bailey Bridge. We're looking at maybe options next to it.
Yeah, I was going to ask just finally, how long is this a solution for, this bridge? How long can you use it?
Oh, this bridge can stay there for indefinite if we want to, but that's not what we want. We want to put a solid new structure, and that could be even higher than what we had before, so that future flooding will not actually have any impact on it or have very little impact on it. And that's the aim that we go for. So could be a bit of a new alignment, but it's about a year that in the next year we'll put it in. The thing is, it's got a lot of work to do to now design and realign this the new bridge.
Thanks for your time this morning, Johan Swanepoel there from Auckland Transport.